This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The conflict between Israel and Iran has escalated further. Iranian missiles caused serious damage at several sites in central and southern Israel, while Israeli forces are reported to have attacked Iran's Arak heavy water nuclear reactor. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the country is committed to eliminating Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities. A hospital in southern Israel and two towns near Tel Aviv were struck after a barrage of Iranian missiles. Soroka Hospital's Director General Shlomi Kodesh said there is widespread damage to buildings at the hospital. Meanwhile, Iran has stated that the main target of the missile strike that hit a hospital in southern Israel was a nearby military and intelligence base, not the medical facility itself. According to media reports, the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange building is also among those damaged in the latest Iranian barrage. Israel claimed that at least one of the dozens of ballistic missiles Iran launched contained a banned cluster bomb warhead. According to media reports, 240 people were injured by the Iranian missiles, four of them seriously. On the other hand, the Israeli military has announced it struck the heavy water nuclear reactor at Arak in Iran during the air raids. Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi is set to meet his UK, French and German counterparts along with the EU's foreign policy chief Kaja Kallas in Geneva today. The White House today said that US President Donald Trump will make a decision within 2 weeks on whether to launch military action against Iran, suggesting that a diplomatic route may still be possible. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told reporters at a briefing that she had a message directly from Trump in response to speculation about whether he would get directly involved in the conflict between Iran and Israel. As part of Operation Sindhu, the government has decided to evacuate Indian nationals from Israel after Iran. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that the travel of Indian nationals who wish to leave Israel will be facilitated through land borders and thereafter by air to India. The ministry added that the Embassy of India in Tel Aviv will be making arrangements for the evacuation and urged all Indian citizens to register themselves with the embassy. Indian citizens are requested to contact the embassy at 972-54-752-0711 and 972-54-327-8392 or email at cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Bihar, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh from today. During his visit, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects in Bihar and Odisha. The Prime Minister will visit Sivan in Bihar and lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects. To boost railway infrastructure in the state, he will inaugurate the new Vaishali-Deoria railway line project worth over 400 crore rupees and flag off a new train service on this route. Mr. Modi will also flag off the Vande Bharat Express between Pataliputra and Gorakhpur through Muzaffarpur and Betia. The Ministry of Culture will mark the 11th International Day of Yoga by organizing yoga sessions at 100 tourist-based iconic destinations and 50 more cultural sites across the country. These events, scheduled for 21st June, will complement the main celebrations being organized by the Ministry of Ayush in Visakhapatnam, which will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
कुछ लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी चाहिए, लेकिन फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना, ना कोई बंधन, ना कोई बॉडी टाइप। बचपन हो या पचपन, व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम, योग सबका हक है।
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है, एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है, तो वो प्रति पल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है।
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ।
In Sikkim, all preparations have been made for the smooth conduct of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra beginning today. Governor Om Prakash Mathur will flag off the Yatra at Nathula Pass today morning. The first batch that consists of 36 pilgrims along with two Ministry of External Affairs officials will start their journey today. The five-match test series between India and England will kick off today, with the first match being played in the Headingley Cricket Ground in Leeds. The tour will mark a fresh chapter for Indian team, with Shubman Gill leading as captain following the test retirements of batting greats Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma. And that is the end of this news bulletin.